cleansing your home, a simple blessing. This guide will help you to easily remove negative energy from your home with a simple elemental house blessing. When moving into a house or a building, it's usually necessary to perform some kind of banishing and blessing so as to remove the unwanted past vibrations of any previous occupants and then seal in your own personal vibrations and energy. Even if you have lived in a property for some time, a good old cleansing of the etheric energy of the place will work wonders. The main reason why a house may feel cold or unwelcoming or heavy is the fact that when people become angry, depressed, sexually excited or violent, the energy released from these sort of feelings in the etheric body usually lingers around, creating an atmosphere that will later be absorbed into the walls, in some cases even the bedrock underneath the land itself. Unless the etheric energy from previous occupants is released from the house, the new occupants, if sensitive, will pick up very quickly on any negative vibrations in the place. Even people that don't purport themselves to be sensitive will pick up on it eventually, and it will start to affect your life. On another level, second-hand jewellery and clothes can also create the same kind of problem. Second-hand items are great, but give them a smudge to remove any previous energy by burning sage or incense and passing the items through the smoke. In ancient times, bringing a flame from your previous home to bless the hearth of your new home was customary, although in many modern houses the open fire no longer exists, so it's not practical always. The same blessing can be performed with a candle or tea light in your new home. If you're able to light it from your stove or the fireplace, great. If not, no matter. Follow your intuition with this. If it feels right, do it. You may find that you want to word things yourself in your own way. You may feel happier with one short phrase repeated over and over. It's entirely up to you what to say and how long it should take, as long as you're invoking each element. Before we begin, we ground and protect ourselves. So begin by placing your feet flat on the floor and breathe in deeply. On the exhale, picture the excess energy flowing out of your feet and into the earth. Keep doing this until you feel calm. Usually my feet feel very heavy after doing this. Breathe deep from your root chakra at the base of your spine, or even visualize yourself breathing up through your feet. Feel and see the earth beneath your feet. You may even wish to imagine the smell of the earth, like a freshly dug flowerbed. Visualize roots growing from within the earth, wrapping firmly around your feet and ankles, gently and firmly keeping your feet very, very anchored to the ground. And these roots are growing up around your calves to the knees. You see these roots anchored securely around a black tourmaline crystal sphere deep within the earth. And be safe in the knowledge that any energy that's not yours, or any energy that's yours that you wish to leave you, will leave your auric field and will travel down these roots into the earth and be transformed into positive energy again. Just take a moment just to allow that energy to drain down through the roots to leave you.
Breathe deeply. Stretch and wiggle your toes and notice how you are feeling calm and yet alive with positive, vibrant energy.
Starting with the four elements is a good way to bring balance and harmony into the home. This can be done with fire, a plain white candle or tea light. Choose a candle with a short burn time of just a couple of hours, because you will need to leave this somewhere to burn down without being blown out. Air, represented by a stick of pleasant smelling incense. I find golden Nag Champa the most effective for this purpose, and it smells heavenly. Earth, represented by some sea or rock salt. Water, represented by a dish or a Mr. Spray bottle of any natural spring water. If you are using an empty spray bottle that's held something else previously, make sure it's absolutely cleansed of whatever was in it before. As we go through this walkthrough now, you can pause it at any time when you need to collect a new item to continue with the blessing. It's best to do this with an iPod or an MP3 player and earphones in. We begin with salt. It is a natural purifier and cleanser. Its qualities are of the earth element, which brings stability, wisdom, and prosperity into the household. From the front door, you start to sprinkle the salt as you slowly walk through the house. As you do so, visualize the cleansing properties of the salt, removing the energies of any previous occupants or negative energy accumulated whilst you've been living there. Verbalize your wishes with the following statement. Repeat after me. May the guardian spirits of the element of earth banish all negative and unwanted energies from this place and replace them with love and prosperity, wisdom and kindness for all who dwell within this place. May the guardian spirits of the element of earth banish all negative and unwanted energies from this place and replace them with love and prosperity, wisdom and kindness for all who dwell within this place. May the guardian spirits of the element of earth banish all negative and unwanted energies from this place and replace them with love and prosperity, wisdom and kindness for all who dwell within this place. May the guardian spirits of the element of earth banish all negative and unwanted energies from this place and replace them with love and prosperity, wisdom and kindness for all who dwell within this place. Leave the salt for a few hours or overnight if you're able to. If you have to hoover it up straight away, it won't affect the result, but you may find that you have to bless the house more often. The next element to call upon is that of air, which is represented by the incense. Pause playback now while you prepare for the next element. The air element rules the thinking, rational mind, intelligence, and perception. The air spirits also bring clarity in making conscious decisions. So take your incense now. Stand by the front door again. And light your incense stick. Blow out the flame. And as the smoke rises from the incense stick, you walk slowly through the house, waving the stick gently as you go, visualizing the qualities of air sweeping through your home. At the same time, you can say, "May the guardian spirits of the element of air bring clarity of mind, speed of thought, and the understanding of the mysteries of the ancients to all who dwell within this place." May the guardian spirits of the element of air bring clarity of mind, speed of thought, and the understanding of the mysteries of the ancients to all who dwell within this place. May the guardian spirits of the element of air bring clarity of mind, speed of thought, and the understanding of the mysteries of the ancients to all who dwell within this place. May the guardian spirits of the element of air bring clarity of mind, speed of thought, and the understanding of the mysteries of the ancients to all who dwell within this place. You can either extinguish your incense stick now or leave it somewhere safe to burn down. The next element is that of fire, which is represented by the candle. Pause playback now while you prepare for the next element. The next element is that of fire, which is represented by the candle. In ancient times, as I mentioned before, the light would be brought from the hearth or the stove of one's family home. The stove in particular was held in high regard, as it was thought to represent the womb of the Earth Mother, and many women would kneel in front of the oven and pray to the goddess as giver of life and provider for the family. The fire element rules strength, determination, and passion. light the candle from the stove if you can. If not, just light it in the kitchen in front of your stove. If you don't have a stove, just light it by your front door. Place it in a secure holder to carry with you and go to the front door again now. Walk slowly through the house holding the candle in front of you. Visualize the qualities of fire filling your home. That fiery energy. And repeat after me. May the guardian spirits of the element of fire bring courage. Strength, energy, and passion to all who dwell within this place. And may terror enter the heart of any wrongdoer entering this place. Repeat this as we walk around the house. The more repetitions you make, the better the result will be. May the guardian spirits of the element of fire bring courage. Strength, energy, and passion to all who dwell within this place and may terror enter the heart of any wrongdoer entering this place without invitation. May the guardian spirits of the element of fire bring courage, strength, energy, and passion to all who dwell within this place and may terror enter the heart of any wrongdoer entering this place without invitation. May the guardian spirits of the element of fire bring courage, strength, energy, and passion to all who dwell within this place and may terror enter the heart of any wrongdoer entering this place without invitation. will need to leave this somewhere to burn down without being blown out. We move on now to the element of water. This element rules psychism, the emotions, love, and the feminine. Any natural spring water will do. Pause playback now while you prepare for the next element. So go to the front door again now with your water. Sprinkle or spray the water as you slowly walk through the house, visualizing the elemental qualities of water entering your home and cleansing it clean. As you walk through each room, you could say, "May the guardian spirits of the element of water bring love, peace, and intuition to all who dwell within this place." May the guardian spirits of the element of water bring love, peace, and intuition to all who dwell within this place. May the guardian spirits of the element of water bring love, peace, and intuition to all who dwell within this place. May the guardian spirits of the element of water bring love, peace, and intuition to all who dwell within this place. Once you've been through every room, calling upon the spirits of each element, the energies within the house should feel more harmonious. Once you've completed your blessing to protect your home, you must visualize a beam of bright white or violet light from the highest planes running all around the walls, the corners, the windows, door frames, the loft, the roof, everywhere, all points of entry, plug holes, drains. Sealing all of those wonderful energies into your home and setting the intention to keep any negative energies out. It's also a nice idea to send thoughts out to any friends or relatives in the spirit world you would still like to know are around you, asking them to become regular visitors to your home and that they might keep a helpful and loving eye on you. Take a moment to do that now. And that's your blessing completed. Your home should feel much lighter now. Use this blessing on a regular basis to harmonize your home, even if you may have lived in it for many years, as every now and again, negative energy can build up just from day-to-day life. This blessing will help prevent those layers from building. You may even find yourself picking up negative emotions or energies from your neighbors, especially if you're in an adjoining house or apartment. This sometimes happens as the energy of others can seep through the walls, even causing us depression, anxiety, particularly if the neighbours argue a lot. So good luck with blessing your home. You'll no doubt be pleasantly surprised by the result. And if you feel you need a bit more intensive help, or if you're being haunted by something, or if a spirit has shown some harmful intent, and you just want it to stop, please do contact me Rachel Keane at rachelkeane.net.